This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com. That website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that site, you can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written over 50 Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com, and our Facebook page, facebook.com/gospel2africa. We have links to African language Bibles on our Facebook page, which is found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Today on Vision for Christ, I am continuing with the second in my series of great stories of the Bible. These are great lessons of life we can learn from to avoid moral mistakes, sins of the great men of the past. Today, turn to 2 Samuel, chapter 11 in the Old Testament. This records the story of David and Bathsheba, where a great king named David in the ancient history of Israel was disgraced and shamed by his sins of sexual lust, adultery, and premeditated murder. I am reading this scripture as a warning that we all must rely on the power of Jesus Christ to keep us from sins of the flesh and how people are trapped in a moral sinkhole. Here now is this scripture from 2 Samuel chapter 11. In the spring of the year, at the time when kings normally conduct wars, David sent out Joab with his officers and the entire Israelite army. They defeated the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah. But David stayed behind in Jerusalem. One evening, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of his palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing. Now, this woman was very attractive. So David sent someone to inquire about the woman. The messenger said, "Isn't this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" David sent some messengers to get her. She came to him, and he had sexual relations with her. Now, at that time, she was in the process of purifying herself from her menstrual uncleanness. Then she returned to her home. The woman conceived, and then sent word to David, saying, "I am pregnant." So David sent a message to Joab that said, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." So Joab sent Uriah to David. When Uriah came to him, David asked about how Joab and the army were doing and how the campaign was going. Then David said to Uriah, "Go down to your home and relax." When Uriah left the palace, the king sent a gift to him. But Uriah stayed at the door of the palace with all the servants of his lord. He did not go down to his house. So they informed David, "Uriah has not gone down to his house." And again, just by parentheses here, Uriah is the husband of Bathsheba, the pregnant woman. So David said to Uriah, "Haven't you just arrived from a journey? Why haven't you gone down to your house?" Uriah replied to David, "The ark and Israel and Judah reside in temporary shelters, and my lord Joab and my lord's soldiers are camping in the open field. Should I go to my house to eat and drink and have marital relations with my wife? As surely as you are alive, I will not do this thing." So David said to Uriah, "Stay here another day. Tomorrow I will send you back." So Uriah stayed in Jerusalem both that day and the following one. Then David summoned him. He ate and drank with him and got him drunk. But in the evening he went out to sleep on his bed with the servants of his Lord. He did not go down to his own house. In the morning David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it to Uriah. In the letter he wrote, "Station Uriah in the thick of the battle, and then withdraw from him, so he will be cut down and killed." So as Joab kept watch on the city, he stationed Uriah at the place where he knew the best enemy soldiers were. When the men of the city came out and fought with Joab, some of David's soldiers fell in battle. Uriah the Hittite also died. Then Joab sent a full battle report to David. He instructed the messenger as follows, "When you finish giving the battle report to the king, if the king becomes angry and asks you, 'Why did you go so close to the city to fight? Didn't you realize they would shoot from the wall? Who struck down Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal-Bethesh? Didn't a woman throw an upper millstone down on him from the wall so that he died in Thebes? Why did you go so close to the wall?' Just say to him, 'Your servant Uriah the Hittite is also dead.'" So the messenger departed. When he arrived, he informed David of all the news that Joab had sent with him. The messenger said to David, "The men overpowered us and attacked us in the field, but we forced them to retreat all the way to the door of the city gate. Then the archers shot at your servants from the wall, and some of the king's soldiers died. Your servant Uriah the Hittite is also dead." David said to the messenger, "Tell Joab, don't let this thing upset you. There is no way to anticipate whom the sword will cut down. Press the battle against the city and conquer it." Encourage him with these words. When Uriah's wife heard that her husband Uriah was dead, she mourned for him. When the time of mourning passed, David had her brought to his palace. She became his wife, and she bore him a son. But what David had done upset the Lord. So the Lord sent Nathan to David. Nathan is a prophet of God. When he came to David, Nathan said, "There were two men in a certain city, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had a great many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except for a little lamb he had acquired. He raised it, and it grew up alongside him and his children. It used to eat his food, drink from his cup, and sleep in his arms. It was just like a daughter to him. When a traveler arrived at the rich man's home, he did not want to use one of his own sheep or cattle to feed the traveler who had come to visit him. Instead, he took the poor man's lamb and cooked it for the man who had come to visit him." Then David became very angry at this man. He said to Nathan the prophet, "As surely as the Lord lives, the man who did this deserves to die, because he has committed this cold-hearted crime. He must pay for the lamb four times over." Nathan said to David, "You are that man." So friend, following the sexual affair with Bathsheba, King David of Israel did repent of his sins. In an emotional prayer to God, which is recorded for us in Psalm 51, I urge you to use his prayer of repentance as a sample of how you may choose to repent of your sins and turn to Christ. Here is Psalm 51. "Have mercy on me, O God, because of your loyal love. Because of your great compassion, wipe away my rebellious acts. Wash away my wrongdoing. Cleanse me of my sin. For I am aware of my rebellious acts. I am forever conscious of my sin. Against you, you above all, I have sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. So you are just when you confront me. You are right when you condemn me. Look, I was guilty of sin from birth, a sinner the moment my mother conceived me. Look, you desire integrity in the inner man. You want me to possess wisdom. Sprinkle me with water and I will be pure. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Grant me the ultimate joy of being forgiven. May the bones you crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins. Wipe away all my guilt. Create for me a pure heart, O God. Renew a resolute spirit within me. Do not reject me. Do not take your Holy Spirit away from me. Let me again experience the joy of your deliverance. Sustain me by giving me the desire to obey. Then I will teach rebels your merciful ways, and sinners will turn to you. Rescue me from the guilt of murder, O God, the God who delivers me. Then my tongue will shout for joy because of your deliverance. O Lord, give me the words, then my mouth will praise you. Certainly you do not want a sacrifice, or else I would offer it. You do not desire a burnt sacrifice. The sacrifices God desires are a humble spirit. O God, a humble and repentant heart you will not reject. I am going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558. United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. We have internet links to African Language Bibles on our Facebook page. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address again is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. We do enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address. Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. And that is gospel2africa.com. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text, again from Psalm 51. Wash away my wrongdoing, cleanse me of my sin, for I am aware of my rebellious acts. I am forever conscious of my sin. Against you, you above all, I have sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. So you are just when you confront me. You are right when you condemn me.